Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tova Brandt, and she is the Albert Ravenholt Curator of Danish American Culture. Good morning to you, Tova.
Good morning, LaVon.
Tova, we want to talk about some things that are coming up really soon and then kind of throughout the months here at the Museum of Danish America. So those are the lunch and learns. What's happening?
Right. Our brown bag lunch series continues. We have these free programs once a month, and everyone is welcome to stop by on a Thursday at noon. The Thursdays are sometimes different through the month, so be sure to check our calendars. Our next one is actually this week, this Thursday, October 22nd, and the topic is Ørsted, the other Hans Christian. This is about a Danish scientist who lived at the same time in Denmark as Hans Christian Andersen, and he is credited with discovering electromagnetism, which is key to so much of the science that our world is based on today. And so we're going to learn a little bit about his history, his life in Denmark, and what it was like to be kind of a key discovering scientist of such an important part of understanding our world.
You know, Tova, when you say that, the first thing that comes to my mind is usually when we're talking about Danish culture, it has to do with art, exercise, you know, sculpture, all those kinds of things.
Right.
So electromagnetism.
Exactly.
Is, you know, and so it's good for us to kind of see, yes, it is a well-rounded culture. It's not just that important part of art.
Absolutely. Denmark has a long history of being of producing really important critical scientists and scientific breakthroughs. Some people might know of the astronomer Tycho Brahe, who was back in the 17th century, and he was studying the planets and the stars and the rotation of the Earth, and was supported by the Danish king at the time. This man, Hans Christian Ørsted, was active in the first part of the 1800s, and so he was living at a time when, you know, we were still, you know, dependent on horse-drawn transportation and sailing ships, and here he is discovering that electrical currents create magnetic fields. And so it's really fascinating that some of these discoveries that really provide the foundation for so much of the daily materials that we live with today were being discovered really quite a long time ago.
I wonder if he had any idea of all the results that would happen because of his discovery.
I don't know. It will be interesting to learn more about his life, and certainly he is well-respected and honored in Denmark. You can travel to Copenhagen and visit Ørsted Park. His name has been given to many significant sites and monuments because of the significance of his work.
And who will be giving this program?
Our speaker is Lyle Feisel, and actually his wife is on our board of directors, and they live in Maryland. So they're traveling here for our annual board meeting this week. And so as we knew that he would be coming here in October, he said, gosh, you know, I've really been studying the life of this Danish scientist. Do you think it might be interesting? I said, yes, I think that would be very interesting.
What a great opportunity.
It is. So it's a nice opportunity to learn about this historic figure and, you know, what Denmark was like, when he was busy with his career. Again, this will be Thursday at noon. It's a free program. All are welcome, although we do expect a pretty full house because our board is in town as well. You're welcome to bring your lunch. We'll provide coffee and water, and it should be a great program.
Mm-hmm. And so this is really a kickoff to a series of brown bag programs.
Well, it's continuing the series.
We
do this throughout the year. In November, our brown bag lunch program will be on November 19th, and it'll feature one of our current Danish interns as the speaker. He's a history student, and so he's going to talk about what it was like to be Danish in Germany, in southern Jutland, when kind of between 1864 and 1920, when the border of Denmark was much farther north than it is now. In 1920, there was a public vote that moved the border to encompass the Danes in southern Jutland. And his own family comes from that region. And so he's going to be able to tell both the broader history and story through larger movements, but also his own family history is deeply tied to this region of Schleswig in southern Jutland.
Very interesting history, I'm sure. And so often we don't think about how borders change back and forth, some of them often in many countries, some of them not so often, but how that had to be so life-changing for many people.
Exactly, and a lot of people who immigrated to this region of Iowa in the late 19th century, they were inspired to leave because of those border changes. So for some, it was such a life-changing event that they chose to immigrate to the United States and find take the risk that they would find better opportunities here. And for those that remained, like Niels Peter Gedde's family, they had to deal with a whole new government that spoke a different language, and what that meant for the Danes that now were under German rule.
Okay. And you have one planned for December?
We do. This has kind of become a tradition for us here that our December brown bag lunch we just call Christmas hygge. And for those who might know that name, hygge, it's a term that Danes use to describe warm, cozy hospitality, and it's a time for us to celebrate some of the songs and stories of the Christmas season from Danish traditions. Usually, it's staff who come together and present different insights into Danish Christmas traditions. We might even whip up a batch of gluk to serve alongside the coffee and water, and that will be on Thursday, December 17th. Again, these are all programs are all at noon. They're all free. All are welcome to attend.
Very interesting opportunities. I want to talk just a little bit about, because you mentioned a couple of times that your board is going to be in town.
Yes.
And people, the one you mentioned is from Maryland. You have board members from all over.
We have board members from all over the United States and even a board member from Denmark. And that's very intentional. Our board really strives to maintain a national representation because we are a national museum. So we have board members in Maryland, we have board members in California and Texas and Montana and all places in between. We also have local board members, and a lot of those board members might have grown up in this area and moved to other parts of the country. As their professional careers continued. So our board usually is made up of about 25 people, and they represent every region of the country and a lot of different professional expertise.
And you meet once, the annual meeting is always in Elkhorn?
That's right. The annual meeting is always in October in Elkhorn. And the board meets a total of 3 times a year. And the other 2 meetings are usually in other parts of the country, which allows the museum to reach out and really connect with Danish American communities in different areas. So this past June meeting was in Portland, Oregon. The February meeting was in Atlanta. And this coming February, the board will be meeting in Las Vegas.
Have you ever met in Solvang?
Not in recent years, but it would be a very appropriate site and a really wonderful place to connect with the Danish-American community there.
Just on a personal note, I am planning to visit Solvang in December, so I'll report back.
Which is also an excellent time to visit California.
Yes, it is. So I'm thinking, and I'm sure this is not an original thought at all, but is having your board around the United States and Denmark has been one of the things that helps facilitate getting your exhibits out around the United States and getting some back to here at the museum.
That's right. Having personal connections in different regions can really help us make contact with different groups or different museums. Every board member has their own kind of personal network of connections, the people they know, and so we look to our board to be ambassadors for the museum, and kind of help spread awareness and also kind of seek out some opportunities that might be open to us in other parts of the country.
So, Tova, let's remind people again, one of those board members is going to be speaking, and that is this Thursday.
That's right. And let me clarify, it's the board member's husband.
Okay.
So Dorothy Faisal is our board member. Her husband, Lyle Faisal, is speaking this Thursday, October 22nd, about Hans Christian Oersted.
And until next time, after saying thank you to Tova Brandt from the Museum of Danish America, life undergoes changes when we undergo a change in attitudes.